An entrenched Nashville homeless camp reached the deadline Tuesday to clear off of Metro Parkland between Fort Negley and the Adventure Science Center. Metro officials want the squatters to leave voluntarily and suggested they could resort to arrests. Several of the homeless campers have left, but some, like Chris Scott F., who calls himself the captain of the village, didn't break camp as the city deadline hit. Instead, he gathered up the abandoned tents and tarps.
That's actually a good talk.
He also made a mound of white garbage bags filled with the soggy clothes, cans, and debris left by others.
We're going to clean this all up. This whole place is going to get cleaned up. It's going to be beautiful when it's done. We're going to get this brush out of here, okay? We're going to get all this brush out of here. Look at this unnecessary cutting. This place is going to look like a Garden of Eden when we get there. And all it takes...
While the captain went about his business, Parks Director Tommy Lynch said he'd be firm about the deadline, first offering storage space and aid, but then authorizing citations or arrests. Metro is cracking down on a tent community that's been overlooked for at least 3 years. The city pushed back the removal date a few times and has now offered shelter assistance, although homeless advocates have asked for more time to make arrangements. The fight over this particular camp has also caused the city to convene a task force to make policy for future encampments. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.